Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm coming to the realization that my son is just—he's just hitting that age where he's just not around a lot now, especially with summertime.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that what you want? Go touch grass and stuff.
I do, I do. But then also, he's now out in the world on his own, and I'm—you know—you're second guessing every parenting decision that you make.
Oh, he's a very good young man.
I listen, I know, I'm not worried about him. It's just the environment around him. I'm just, because now he's not, you know, he's just going off and hanging out with other people that I barely know.
Do you have him low-jacked, though?
I do.
All right.
I do.
That's half the battle, right?
Spent a lot of my day yesterday just watching a blue circle on an app.
That would be me.
Traverse around the city and the neighborhood. That's my life now, is opening up that app and seeing, where is he? Why is he there? Why didn't he tell me he was going to be there? And how long before I can pepper him with some text to go, hey, what's up?
It's such a different world now. Because when I was 14 in the early 2000s, you would just leave.
And that's what...
Dan, welcome to the 70s, babe. We were free-range children.
You'd call your friend at their parents' house, see if they're around, or go find where the bikes were. And then you would come back
go
when it was late.
Go find where the bikes were. Yes, yes.
And this is my internal struggle, because I just think about when I was... So he is going into ninth grade next year. Mm-hmm. So the summer before you started high school, mm-hmm. think about that moment in your life. Where mm-hmm. were you? I know where I was living.
At the mall, probably. I was at the mall a lot.
I was spending a lot of time on my bike and my skateboard and my surfboard.
Yeah.
And I would leave at 7 a.m. to go catch early waves. And I wouldn't see my parents until, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Just some cool bud and tasty waves.
That wasn't quite that. It wasn't Spicoli, but it was close to that. But, and so... Now I'm just trying to allow him the breath and the space to do.
Yeah, you got to. You gotta get the space to make the mistakes. That's how you learn. It's how you grow.
Right, but I'm also just like, oh my gosh, what, you know? Yesterday he went to meet a couple of girls and they were gonna go do one thing, and he says we're gonna go do this one thing, and so after they're gone about an hour, I check the app and they're not doing that one thing
because well, you know how girls are. We change our minds all the time.
So how long can I wait before I can text him and be like, yo, you're not doing what you said you were going
to
do?
As soon as you want to. That is the joy of being a parent, is it not?
So I text,
I see you.
But I don't want him to feel like I'm watching him all the time. So I just sent him a text. I was like, hey, so did you make it to where you said you were going to go? And he calls me. He's like, oh no, we ended up not going there. We're going to go swimming.
And there you go.
So now they're going to go down, you know, to the... You know, to the water in Charlestown, some little area where the kids will swim. Uh-huh. And I'm like,
well, he told you, he didn't lie. I say gold star.
Is there a lifeguard there? You're not a great swimmer. These are all the things that are running through my head.
It doesn't matter if he's a great swimmer. He was like, girls in bathing suits, let's change the plan.
That's exactly it.
Is there a lot of riptides down near you, Carson?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, it's city swimming, you know.
They're, you're all right.
You got to look out for those Charlestown sharks.
Yeah, right. You'd be okay.
I mean, they're swimming in the bay there, you know, the
yes,
Boston
exactly.
Harbor.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not the oceans of Florida.
Right. And it's not the Charles, so I don't think he's going to come out glowing either. But, but I was just like, okay. And so the night before last, he hung out with this group, and I said be home by 9:45, and he didn't get home till 9:50. And he was very nonchalant about the whole thing. And the bro, it was 5 minutes.
Is he still calling you bro?
And I said to him, first of all, I'm not your bro. And second of all, if I ask you to be home at 9:45 is the time. And
if you're going to be late, let me know.
And these are the responsibilities that as you get older, we're going to give you more responsibilities. like driving at some point, but I can't give you new responsibilities if you're not handling the lesser responsibilities. So I said, to him yesterday, I was like, so your curfew tonight is 9:30. I took 15 minutes off. And that kid was home at like 9:28. I was like,
just
all
six
right.
months, Carson.
Yep. So I was like, so I'll give him back 9:45 tonight if he wants it. We'll see where that goes.
There you go.
And I'll just be.
What a time to be alive! Out in the water, hanging out with girls, coming home at 9:45.
He's out there, man.
Woo! Living.
Summer 2025.
14 and a half years old. Lax bro life.
Go get it.
Lax bro life.
Good for him.
There's a whole compilation of Dare commercials on YouTube.
Oh, no, I have these thoughts, Dan. I have these thoughts.
You could show him like the egg frying. This is your brain on drugs.
Bro, I have these thoughts. These are what's going through my head as I'm watching that blue circle traverse around the neighborhood.
He's a good boy. You have instilled in him good values.
I know.
And I realize that there are times that there are people you surround yourself with who look like they're good people, and maybe they lead you down a little path, but you learn from those things. I ran with some wild girls, but I did not do the things that they did. But I ran with them.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But I get it.
I was the kid that would lead you down a bad
path. There it is, Daniel.
I was probably closer to that too, Daniel. That's my concern. He's going to end up doing some of the things that I did.
Yeah, but none of us had Lana as a mother, so I'm just going to say, you're good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.